Partly cloudy skies and 71 degrees, your current temperature here at the KJN studios. We look for partly cloudy conditions with warm and humid conditions here today and a high near 90. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in local news here on KJN. News is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The Atlantic City Council is still one member short after Wednesday night's meeting. The council was not able to fill the vacancy last night because of a procedural issue. They needed to formally inform the public of their intention to fill the vacancy by appointment created by the resignation of Bob Cord before they could actually name someone to fill the at-large seat. They took that action on Wednesday. The council's Personnel and Finance Committee met with three of the four who showed interest in the seat on Tuesday night, and they recommended that the council appoint Gerald Brink to fill out the remainder of the term. They intend to make the appointment at their next meeting on September 7th. Members of the public who would prefer an election instead of an appointment have until September 21st to collect the needed 39 signatures on a petition asking for an election. KJN News Time is 7:07.
At Cass County Health System, we're here for the surgery that matters most, yours. When you need surgery, it can feel overwhelming. That's why we do everything we can to create a positive experience for you to get you back to great health. Our team of nurses and board-certified surgeons understand that you'll have questions and concerns, and they are ready to take time to discuss your surgery and recovery with you. As part of CCHS, our primary care providers work closely with our surgeons, monitoring your health before and after any procedures. And if you need physical or occupational therapy, our full-time therapists are on-site for inpatient and outpatient needs. Best of all, we're close to home, so that your loved ones can be nearby throughout your stay. At Cass County Health System, you'll know that you are in capable, caring hands, because we are neighbors caring for neighbors.
In other local news, the Red Oak Police Department released details on multiple arrests on Wednesday. At 1:09 p.m., officers arrested 30-year-old Katie Marie Pierce of Red Oak in the 300 block of 2nd Avenue on a valid Pottawatomie County warrant for first-degree theft, third-degree burglary, identity theft, and credit card fraud. She was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held pending extradition to the Pottawatomie County Jail on $20,000 cash bond. Two other men were arrested in relation to that first arrest as well. At 1:37 p.m., two inmates at the Montgomery County Jail were arrested on charges from Pottawatomie County. 21-year-old Timothy Allen Stubbs of Red Oak and 28-year-old Richard Dean Pierce III were arrested on valid Pottawatomie County warrants. Stubbs was charged with first-degree theft and third-degree burglary. He was being held on prior local charges and $15,000 cash bond for Pottawatomie County. Pierce III was charged with first-degree theft, third-degree burglary, identity theft, and credit card fraud. He was being held on prior local charges and $20,000 cash bond for Pottawatomie County. A Nebraska man faces an OWI and carrying a concealed weapon charge following a traffic stop Tuesday night in Pottawatomie County. The sheriff's office said Wednesday 32-year-old David Charles Tozer of Pawnee City, Nebraska, was arrested around 10:20 p.m. after he was pulled over for speeding on Interstate 29 southbound. The deputy also reported Tozer's 2013 Ford Fusion was swerving over the fog line several times before it was stopped. After he was arrested on the OWI first offense charge, authorities searched Tozer's vehicle. Inside the car, they found a 9mm handgun in the center console. The gun was not loaded, but ammo was located in the tray area of the center console, along with a fully loaded magazine in the glove box. There were also two rifles taken and placed into evidence for safekeeping. Red Oak Police report the arrest of a man on Thursday for failure to appear on a trespassing charge. At 4:09 p.m., officers arrested 54-year-old David Lawrence Howe of Red Oak on a valid Montgomery County warrant for failure to appear on a trespassing charge in the 2400 block of North 8th Street in Red Oak. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 cash bond. Police have arrested a Des Moines man in connection with a weekend crash that killed the driver of another vehicle. Police on Wednesday said investigators arrested 34-year-old Darnell Browder after his release from a hospital and charged him with homicide by motor vehicle while intoxicated and homicide by motor vehicle while driving recklessly. He also was charged with serious injury by a motor vehicle, eluding police, felon in possession of a firearm, and driving while his license was suspended. The charges stem from a brief chase by police early Sunday that ended when Browder crashed into a car, killing 41-year-old Jason Hunt. A passenger in Hunt's car was injured, as was Browder and a passenger in his car. Online court records don't indicate whether Browder has a lawyer who could comment. Let's look at some of the latest in local news. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
Great health and wellness don't happen by accident. They happen by design. That's why Cass County Health System was designed to include multiple branches of healthcare in one system. A system designed to have a positive impact on our patients and the community. Cass County Health System includes Atlantic Medical Center, Cass County Memorial Hospital, Eye Associates, Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center, and Southwest Iowa Surgery. We have the resources, knowledge, and experience to care for you and your family. And we're always listening to our patients to find out how we can improve. We take those words to heart and use them to help us design the future of Cass County Health System. And our future in Cass County is bright. With more than 350 employees, we're proud to be a major part of the local economy. But most importantly, we're proud to be neighbors caring for neighbors.
Now taking a look at your funeral announcements here on KJN, Adeline M. May, age 97 of Harlan, formerly of Panama, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Mass of Christian burial for Adeline M. May will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the St. Mary of the Assumption Church in Panama. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Jane Rothfolk, age 85 of Manning, died Monday at the Thomas Rest Haven Nursing Home in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Mary Jane Rothfolk will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Loretta Montgomery, age 85 of Coralville, a native of Griswold, died Friday at the Windmill Manor in Coralville. Graveside services for Loretta Montgomery will be held today at 1 p.m. at the Griswold Cemetery. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Marian Amdor, age 90 of Messina, died Thursday at her home in Messina. Funeral services for Marian Amdor will be held on Friday at 10 a.m. at the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home Messina has arrangements. Betty Jean Holtz, age 86 of Colorado, formerly of Avoca, died Sunday in Colorado. Funeral services for Betty Jean Holtz will be held on Friday at 10:30 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home Avoca has arrangements. Lois Jean Young, age 87 of Walnut, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Lois Jean Young will be held on Friday at 10:30 a.m. at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Barry L. Spittler, age 57 of Cambridge, formerly of Audubon, died Monday at his home. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Barry L. Spittler will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is handling the arrangements. Paul Richard Chumos, age 76 of Stewart, died Tuesday. A life celebration for Paul Richard Chumos will be held on Friday at 7 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. George Kintner, age 90, formerly of Harlan, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for George Kintner will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Joseph Dwayne Tye, age 30 of Griswold, died Monday at home. Funeral services for Joseph Tye will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Barbara L. Summers, age 82 of Concord, Massachusetts, formerly of Audubon, died August 6th at her home in Concord. Celebration of Life services for Barbara L. Summers will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. in the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Betty Jo DeBruin, age 50 of Exira, died Monday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital in Audubon. Funeral services for Betty Jo DeBruin will be held on Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Bill Hoover, age 85 of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. A memorial service for Bill Hoover will be held on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Atlantic High School. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is handling arrangements. Robert C. Madsen, age 94 of Avoca, formerly of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at Avoca Specialty Care in Avoca. Funeral services for Robert C. Madsen will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. in the Elkhorn Lutheran Church in Elkhorn. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Laverne A. Clark, age 89, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. A memorial service for Laverne A. Clark will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Madeline R. Carlson, age 93, of Clarinda, formerly of Grizzled, has died. A family graveside memorial service for Madeline R. Carlson will be held at a later date in the Grizzled Cemetery. Ritchie Funeral Home in Clarinda has the arrangements. That's your news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. The news brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.